Welcome to another layover. Today we are in Namibia. If you haven't been tuning in to these layovers, essentially the series is just to break down the 5410 journey. Instead of looking at it as a whole of 54 countries, we're breaking it down one country at a time, one story at a time, one person at a time, just something to kind of get your perspective, Sam and Edward, get your guys' perspective on this journey that you've been on. You know, we always say the ministry is never bigger than the one person in front of you. And I think looking at 5410 can be a little overwhelming to think of it as a whole. Mm-hmm. So just thinking about it country by country, you know. So today we're in Namibia. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about Namibia.
I guess the first thing I need to get the pronunciation. Is it Namibia or Namibia?
Namibia.
Namibia. Okay. All right. Well, I was struck. I always try to say, okay, what is it that touches me? What's the person? What's the one? And I would say the pastor that housed us, just to describe him, his name is Rogers. Mm-hmm. And he is the quintessential power pastor. Good-looking, sharp, tall, slender, you know, dressed to the nines. Sing like a angel, you know, and has just this dominating power over the people. And then this soft humility when he's talking to you. He's very intelligent. He's running a business. Mm-hmm. A very successful business. Mm-hmm. Running this restaurant and this, and he's teaching in a training facility that he sends the people. He trains all over Africa. If people come from his training, they're somebody.
Yeah.
So this guy's put together. Mm-hmm. And just a short little thing. God's not impressed with our impressive traits. And what I saw in him is this beautiful response to our teachings. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like in every country, I feel like there's this, when you meet somebody new, there's this barrier, right? Mm-hmm. There's this facade that we put on and we try to impress them or try to become something or try to, you know, and so the first page of our book is really like pomp and circumstance, kind of showing you who I am. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he did that pridefully, but I think the show was a little bit on, like, mm-hmm. I want to put my best foot forward.
Yeah.
And, but his response to our teachings to me was humbling. Mm-hmm. You know, even some conversations about where he is at with the Lord was powerful to me because he didn't keep his high position. He humbled himself and sat in the teachings and was super excited about us coming back. And I remember the river teaching. Mm-hmm. We did this river.
Yeah, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. throughout the countries, the question had been asked, mm-hmm. What do you do with people who backslide? Mm-hmm. With pastors that fall, with mm-hmm. You know, who hasn't fallen? Mm-hmm. You know, when you fail, when you struggle as a leader, people put you up on a pedestal, and you know, you're not going to stay on that pedestal because God's not going to have anybody higher than him. And so the question is, what do you do with these people? And so there's this teaching that we did there mm-hmm. about when we're going against the flow of the river, when people backslide. How God can use even your struggles and your failures to speak to people to get them to join the mission. Through our weakness, Christ is made strong. And through our confession, you know, his power is made present and revealed, I think. So anyway, I'd say Rogers is a guy. His generosity, his opening his church community up to us. It was hot. Mm-hmm. It was a tin box mm-hmm. out on his property that we preached in. And then he had this other land mm-hmm. that he was making, and he brought a tent out there, and we taught in this tent mm-hmm. outside. I don't know what struck you.
Yeah,
what was it that touched you?
What also struck me was about one of the ladies that, again, we met one time in the border when we were trying to cross to Namibia a second time. But this lady stood up after the teaching, you know, and she said about the teaching of believe, belong, behave. Mm. And she said that one of the things which struck them is how the church has made itself a place where people don't feel belonging. And the church should be a place where everybody should belong. But we have made the church to be a place of, first of all, believe what we believe. If you don't believe what we believe, you are not welcome. So you have to behave the way we behave. And people don't belong to the church. They don't belong to Christ. So this lady expounded this thing, how it touched her, and how she felt like sometimes she felt she's not welcome in the church. Sometimes she sees her friends and she wants to take them to the church and feels like people will see them that like they don't belong. So me, what really struck me is sometimes you teach people and then you come to the time of sharing and people bring about what you taught and it becomes so powerful. I wrote note there, just that lady in the sharing time, pulling some of the teachings. I like Namibia. We had a time with the people just to ask, what did you learn? Mm. What was it? What are you going to do with what you learned? And Namibia, we had that time where people shared a lot what they had learned, and they were able to really speak into our hearts too. You know, like, this is what we learned. And again, same place in Namibia, second time, you know, we were back in Namibia again. And there's something that struck me, you know, when we entered this church, we found the picture of the prophet. Yes, right. So we were in this small, dry, it's very hot. We got stuck, actually, we got stuck in the sand. The vehicle, it is a desert, and it is like the sand is so deep that the vehicle, so we forgot to deflate the. So then we got stuck, and somebody had to come and pull and help us pull out. So, you know, sometimes I realize the work of God is a teamwork.
I almost died there.
Wow, yes.
In the heat.
Wow.
It was so hot. In pushing on that vehicle, if I could have picked that vehicle up and thrown it and said, let's walk home, I would have done it. I was so, but you know, the community came around us, and they were giving us advice. Said, no, do this. And we got out. So it was a hot place, but it was a place where I feel like seeds were planted and truth was planted. And their response was really good.
Good, it was really good. Yeah. It was really good.
I'm trying to think of what else. Something that kind of struck me there. Again, I love what you're doing, Jet, about 54 down to one country, down to one story, down to one, you know, people. One person even at times. But we're getting to know people's stories. When you sit in a room and there's 50 people in there, and those 50 people come from 50 different places, from different walks of life, some of them even came from different countries and are missionaries there. Mm-hmm. Some of them have 100 churches that they're overseeing. And we're literally speaking to them the words of truth and the words of God. And they're responding to them. And they're not just excited for meeting us, but they're excited for the simplicity of the gospel presented in a way that's palatable to them, in a way they can respond and repeat it to other people. I know that we get it by now. But in Namibia, we really got to see the people responding and knowing that they're taking this to places we'll never walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, there will be people for sure that we will meet in heaven. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the rewards of heaven, Edward, is going to be God is going to run people up to us. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, you don't know me, mm-hmm. but this person came to your seminar And they brought this to my village, and I lived way over here in this village, and they taught me with this plastic bottle or this ball, or they taught me this truth about what it means to be born again, what it means to be the value of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
I think also just that when the pastors came from different churches, and you know, sometimes the Bible says a prophet is not honored in his. So, like, there are some things people want to confront in their own countries, in their own societies. But if a voice comes from outside to speak into that thing, then the people get the boldness to confront. You see, the question one of the pastors there asked us was about titles. And right behind was the picture of this prophet who came into this church, and every church he puts his picture on the wall. It's not something bad, but like just on the pulpit. And this guy asked that.
What do you mean it's not something bad?
What do you say? Yes. Sometimes, you know, people look at it like I have to let people know I am the leader of the church. Mm-hmm. Which to me, who cares? Are you really the leader of the church? The church was left to the Holy Spirit. You are not even a leader. You are a part of.
Yeah.
You are a part of. So now, this picture, big picture of him as the... And then this one of the guys asked that, what do you say about these titles? We have titles. And like titles, and you are prophet, you are all this, and you are up to now where you put your picture. They didn't want to address it like that. And then Sam, in the teaching, say was teaching about the Holy Spirit and how people are ahead or behind. And then one of them asked a direct question about that. And, you know, these are some things people want to talk about. But because, like, we want to have peace with one another, then we cross the boundary, like we don't want to talk about it. So me, what was really interesting was that we had to face one another with truth about some of these things, confront them. So really what I like about even going through these countries is sometimes God allows us to confront some things. And it helps us. It makes us also grow. But that was an instance where I felt like, and the people were very happy that it was confronted. That even some of the people who were there, who had these big titles, we came to where we say, does it really matter what they call you? Just the most important thing is, are you a kingdom worker? Are you working for Christ? Are you building your own kingdom?
Are you washing feet?
Yes.
And by the way, I want to say, because of the shortness of these little recordings, you hear us say a lot, we confront it, we are doing nothing but standing and literally sharing God's word. He who being in the very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, something to behold, but took the very nature of a servant. You know, and so our answer to these people about titles even is directly from the word of God. Here's Jesus, who is the creator of all things. For by him and through him, all things were created and have their being and are held together by him. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and he was God in the beginning. And so think of the sovereignty, think of the power of who Jesus is. And he comes and he takes his robe off and he puts a servant's towel around him and he washes his disciples' feet. And he says, I, your master, you call me master, and rightly so, because that is who I am. But if I have done this for you, you should go and do this for other people. How simple is that? How can we, in this day and age, how can we be so stuck on titles and positions and authority that we forget the feet of the people, the calling to the feet of the people? And so in these, when I just wanted to give a little more explanation. Sometimes, sometimes we say in here, because of the shortness of this, what we're confronting, we're just sharing the truth. It is so simple and so basic. What did Jesus do? Is he the ultimate leader? Did he take the position of authority, or did he make himself nothing, even unto death? And when they hear that truth from the Bible, they're like, oh, wow, this is your mark. But again, you said it in one of the earlier episodes. You said that there, or maybe the guy today said it. I met a guy out in the lobby who was interesting. But he said that a lot of leaders he's running across in these countries are watching the TV. They're watching what pastors are doing online from America and from Britain and from a lot of different European countries and different, and they're mimicking what they see. They see this high titles, these high, see the Pharisees and Sadducees, the pomp and circumstances of what Jesus ran into in his day is still here. In fact, I think it's growing aggressively. Mm-hmm. Religion is growing. But Jesus is about relationship, and it's what you said earlier, one at a time. That's why I like this little recording.
It's awesome.
One at a time.
All right.
Namibia.
That's Namibia. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you in the next layover.